My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I put it in her nose, it's gon' make up. Toad ain't gon' wake up at they sleep. You can't hear that switch, but you can't hear them.
Leaders. Leaders Credit Union, to be exact, are a not-for-profit financial institution. You should know that by now. Hopefully you have. We are doing our best to get the word out. They're a great studio sponsor for us. And I tell you what, they've expanded their business into Memphis, and they are looking to put down those roots and stay here. I've been in West Tennessee for a very long time. But want you to know they're here, and they're here for you, unlike a bank, which is obviously just trying to make the best profit it can. Leaders is working for you. They work for their people. That's why they've called their people financial champions. They're not just employees, and they're here to champion a beautiful financial future for you that can start with a future leader savings account. We've opened one up for Chris. You start with $500. They can get bonus in addition to the 5% APY they're going to get, and your child can see how their money can grow in today's market. They get bonuses for perfect attendance as well as straight A's. So it's a great deal from Leaders, and like we said, they're in the community. We're one of the sponsors of the Shelby County Pro-Am. They're Leaders Education Foundation. They're nonprofit 501c3. It's awarded workforce readiness scholarships to 10 students across West Tennessee, including a welding student right here at Moore Tech in Memphis. So they're not just talking about it at Leaders. They're being about it when it comes to being in the community. They want to help you. Leaders is federally insured by the NCUA and is your financial champion.
Welcome back. Hour number three. Jason and John, 99.5 ESPN. Hope everybody's having a great day. Great weekend ahead, obviously.
I believe it.
You believe that everybody's having a great day?
No, it's going to be a great weekend. I'm with you on that.
When does it begin?
Like, because it's truly full slate of NFL football, which we haven't had. I know. It's going to be great. You can't wait to unload those bets. We got our... I'm eager.
North Korea rocket launch on Sunday.
I'm eager to see both my Balls and Rebels in SEC play. And then, again, Memphis football look to make it 2-0. You know, that's what they do with the run game, and this defense continuing to show improvement. I think, it's just football season, and that's what excites
that's
me the
right.
most.
That's right.
About the weekend. Looking
right.
forward to the weekend.
It's, yeah.
Is the now the selection of real games.
That's
not
right.
Preseason.
There's nothing like it.
I don't even need to say the word. Bears.
Yeah, even if all the sharp money's coming in on the Titans.
Oh, I know it's you Titans fans. Y'all feeling real foxy after the way you marched it down with Tony Pollard.
Bro, that was against the Saints back.
Punched it in. Oh, they're high on it, though. They think that offense is going to be great.
Yeah.
And there's no DeAndre, right?
Certainly not
a healthy one.
He tore something. They said he tore something. That he didn't get surgery, but he tore something.
Yeah, that's not good. It was
some ligament.
I still like what they've got with Ridley and Boyd. It's better than competent.
And you're kind of a Levis buyer like me.
I'm getting there. And also, they still got Burks. Can't leave him out. Now, he might be a lost cause on being. I know it doesn't excite you. He might be a lost cause on being the number one they drafted him to be. That's probably done.
Yeah.
But he still can be a factor, especially with Hopkins.
This is his last year.
Yeah, well, whatever the end of this rookie deal
get
is.
Get ready to learn Memphis Showboats,
I would
buddy.
Think he's still got another year on that rookie deal or something.
Can a brother get a tugboat horn?
Was he a first round?
Yeah, he was AJ Brown's replacement.
Oh, I knew what they drafted him for. He's not that. My point is, he's still there, fool.
Hey, we got a spot for him with Showboats. Who's our coach? Do we have one yet? We have not named. Okay.
Come on. What you worry about them for? We got real football.
Needs to be accountability.
Ariel lost Blake Watson because he's going to be an NFL player.
Was he a showboat?
He was drafted first in their draft this year.
Well, that's how dumb we are because we picked a guy that's on an NFL roster.
Damn. We drafted a dude who's an NFL player.
We just can't win for losing.
Hey, we got a first pick. Let's get the NFL player.
If they had just listened to us, we'd been told you Blake Watson is an NFL guy.
Bro.
Damn, so that was a dumb first pick.
Miss.
That's why nobody wants to coach this damn team.
Yeah.
You know, they're using draft picks on third round picks. I mean, come on, dog. Yeah, it's tough. That's a tough deal. Well, let me know when they hire somebody, man. I'll be looking forward to getting to know what he brings to the table, this coach.
Reggie just rolling over in his grave.
Tough one, man. Tough deal. It started with the branding. I mean, when you roll that logo out and it don't look like the last one, it was doomed.
Again, they can't take any more hits, John.
I'm just saying.
Have already buried them.
Take the easy
stuff.
They're
like, can't y'all go watch some real football and leave us alone right now?
Take the
and
layup.
You're still taking shots.
Take the layup.
He actually was first in the second round for them. The first round, they drafted Kansas quarterback. Don't remember him, Jason Bean.
Well, that's not
He's
dumb.
Also an NFL quarterback, though.
Well,
he made a roster? No, he
did. Did he get rostered, too?
I think he made the Colts practice squad at the very least.
No kidding.
My gosh.
Come on, man.
Well, I was going to say, we did need a quarterback, so I felt a little better about taking a QB first.
Yeah, he's on their practice squad. Now, I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean...
No, come on down, bro. Let's play some football.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say, Bean is a beast. Like, he looked great in the preseason. He really did. So I don't think he's going to be playing UFL football is my point.
Right.
He is getting a contract would be my guess. He'll get one of those futures contracts. Don't you get like a future contract like you're not going to the UFL? Like you spend the summer working out.
I think that's
out,
what it is, yeah.
You know, and you're not going to play
we
the
We can't game. Give it a little run after we can't get a little run with Bean?
Mm. No Bean.
No beans.
Practice squad is off limits?
No bean. Dude, Showboats had a great draft.
I mean, we've drafted NFL
Damn,
players,
Jason
bro.
Jason Bean and whoever's making a decision there, at least in the NFL.
No, I wouldn't come near here if I'm Watson, but Bean might want a little run since you're going to get rusty, theoretically, just being a practice squad guy. You still have to move up the ranks on the main roster and all that.
Nah, so bro, it's
you might want to get a little
sell,
play.
You know, if it's the Showboats and get hurt, I don't want to do that.
I don't know.
If I'm going to get hurt, I'm going to do it with an NFL check, not a UFL check.
No, well, I feel you on protection and what's around you. It's maybe not a very safe situation. I can see what you're saying.
Anyway, it's not looking good for the Showboats.
I did see that every quarterback in camp for the Bears is, like, awesome. Like, they're all going to be NFL dudes or practice squad dudes.
Yeah, I think John was talking about Rip got picked up by Minnesota, I think.
Yes, he did.
Immediately.
That allowed us to make Austin Reed a practice squad guy, which we had planned to do with Rip.
He's good.
Between Bajan and Caleb. Yeah, they did. They had
loaded.
Four pretty competent quarterbacks in there. There's no question about that. And Minnesota certainly liked what it saw with Rip.
Yep.
That's the thing about that preseason. You're just as much trying out for everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, getting those reps. And especially if you're on, you get a chance to be on Hard Knocks, everybody sees you in addition to the preseason games.
Yep.
And Rippon looks like just a pro. He looks like
looks
guy
like
who can run an offense.
Yep.
Yeah. As a backup particularly. So
exactly.
Oh, yeah. We what you noticed was the Bears roster is pretty solid.
It's
just in terms
good.
Of time. Yeah, they lack some pass rush, but I think Poles has gotten us to a place where we're ready to at least contend in the division and have a little bit of pride back. So, I'm obviously excited about
it. My wife and I watched that show, and here's what Stacy said, my wife. She's not a football insider, but she goes, man, the Bears have their S together. And I'm like, they do. When you watch that show.
It feels like that under Poles.
Like, wow.
And then if you noticed in that, I think it was the athletic survey they did, our assistant GM was really highly thought of, too. One of the other guys that's under Poles. I can't remember his name, but his name.
Yeah.
He was among the guys in that survey that folks have signaled out as the next up-and-coming GM. So, to your point about it looks pretty like they got their stuff together. Apparently, it's not just Poles that's held up and looks
all
like
of those dudes.
Yeah, he's got a pretty strong front office and maybe one that includes a couple future GMs.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Alessandro or something like that. I can't remember what.
They got 20 guys in that room. I mean, they're it's amazing how much staff.
Well, I tell you, he saw Shane, the Giants GM that we watched in.
That's a joke.
He looked like he didn't want to give him the time of day because he's like, yo, you tell too much.
He's not good.
Yeah, I am starting to wonder.
You can see it in the show. You can see he was terrible.
Joe Shane may not be.
Looked overmatched.
Well, that conversation with Saquon, that was that's the guy, right?
Yes, that's the guy.
That was odd.
On the phone.
That was weird.
It was bizarre.
Well, again, I don't understand what there is to be gained in allowing Hard Knocks to film a conversation with the Patriots where you're trying to move up to get Drake May. You may have very well decided in your mind, we're going to move on from Daniel Jones. But it's not good for the time being.
No!
Because you're going to go to Daniel Jones, and you're going to say, man, go have a great season. We believe in you.
Yep.
Oh, you do.
Right.
You don't believe,
you don't
a damn
believe
thing.
In him at all.
And so you just didn't need to give them
facts.
That. And it looked like, while I loved it watching it, it reeked of inexperienced GM. And so I got to thinking that, like those agents said in the survey, half the league's thinking Joe's a fool for what he let get out.
Yeah, he was
in terms
terrible.
Of the Giants' plan. Yeah, they wanted Drake May all the way and got denied. And then you got to go in there and tell your fans and stuff, yeah, we think Daniel's going to have a great season. We'll see what happens. Nobody's going to believe a word out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So he looked completely inexperienced.
Yeah. All right. I'll tell you who didn't sound inexperienced. That was Ed Scott today on with Jeff Calkins.
Yeah, pretty smooth.
He sounded like a seasoned pro. In his interview with Jeff, first time we've obviously heard from Ed.
Maybe it's something about that seat he was sitting in.
Maybe it is. Maybe he some greatness rubbed off on him.
Maybe so.
He just didn't realize it at the time, but he will. He certainly will. Ed Scott addressed a number of things. He addressed a number of things. He addressed Penny Hardaway's job status, which is as follows. Based on every piece of information I have today, Penny Hardaway is going to be on that sideline marching up and down and trying to get us a victory when Missouri comes in here, hands down. Absolutely, unequivocally. Truly, madly, deeply, Savage Garden, one of the best. Remember that one?
No.
Dude, stop being such a hater all the time, man. Yeah, absolutely, unequivocally, truly, madly, deeply, Penny Hardaway is going to be the Memphis men's basketball coach when the season starts in a couple of months. So that was some news.
Yeah, so you can calm down.
So absolutely, I was going to follow GP with my story of being a Memphis alumni, but I'm going to
save it.
Call off the dogs. I'm going to say, listen.
Why are y'all trying to fast forward this?
Not trying to fast forward at all, brother. Just trying to make the tournament. That's all I'm trying to do. I wish y'all would just let us do that.
Are you trying to make it with Penny?
Yes.
Yes, we're trying to make it with Penny this year.
I'm going to be honest.
If it don't work, we'll readdress.
I'm going to be honest.
Issues.
I would like to make the tournament with the dude that stole his shoes from his porch. It does not matter to me who the coach is. All right? Absolutely, unequivocally, truly, madly, deeply, get me back to the Sweet 16. I mean, you like how I be ad-libbing, bro, on your head? Like
he has all these. I mean, wow.
It's just.
Wow, I think that's the wrong word, bro.
Well, he weaves in
hater.
Quotes with songs.
What a hater. 2.6 YPC with the cult of personality. Like,
it's pretty good alliteration.
I mean, Jason just don't like it.
Am I gassing him up too much,
he
Jason?
He don't like it because the
I'm
number.
Sorry.
You sound like Ed Scott with Jeff this morning.
You know, everything you do is awesome.
Astute.
I think
you
this
astute
is,
motherfucker.
I think this just, is what.
He did so gas smart. Him up. My God. I need Ed Scott as my hype man.
This is the clip from Jeff's interview. Turn it up. No, there was no glazing going on in that interview. Okay?
It was a lot of glazing.
No. I don't resent at all that Jeff got him first. Not at all. Not a bit. Not a bit.
Actually, Jeff couldn't attend the radio show Wednesday. He did it remote, so he could go glaze him before he got him.
No,
back.
No. To be completely honest with you,
I'm kidding.
Hey, you can keep this running because it puts
Please.
Me in a good place. I know Dan Williams loves this song as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, he's in the hall listening to this, by the way.
This is what Dan listened to.
Dan, I'm sorry.
You know, when he's getting ready.
Yeah.
But. It's really unfortunate that, you know, we follow Jeff because we really are the show that is that low. We're the show that will go that low and you know, talk about that instead of just saying what a great interview that was.
Well, God knows our hearts.
We're going to be resentful and publicly so.
Yeah. And we're going to let Ed know.
That's exactly. No, Ed was like, I read your column when I got introduced and it meant so much to me.
Glizzy.
And Jeff was like, it meant so much to me too, Ed. You know, like you could just feel the energy in the room. Yep. You know what I'm saying? It was It was hard to deny, even through the airwaves. You know what I mean?
It just feels like they're going to make beautiful magic or maybe love together.
They're going to make something.
It's going to be good.
No, it was great because Ed was...
Because, again, this is rooted in jealousy.
It is.
So we look terrible.
Hey, I hold my hand up.
Hell, bro.
I hold my hand up.
That was a fantastic interview.
It was a great interview.
We didn't get it.
But Ed was finishing Jeff's sentences, man. I mean, he was like, I already know the question you're about to ask
magic.
Me. So let me go ahead and answer it for you. You know?
After Jeff glazed them up, they sent a double bird emoji back on my email requests.
But in full transparency, it was really... more of Ed on it with Jeff than Jeff with Ed. All right? Jeff was just receiving,
right.
You know?
Yeah, I think even Jeff was surprised.
Yeah, but outside of that, there was some substance, right?
Right.
There was some substance, and that was, of course, Ed was very forthcoming about the letter that was received by the University of Memphis apparently months ago, right? So he did acknowledge that, and I do think that would not have maybe been done so by another athletic director. I think, I imagine Laird and like how he would have handled that, and he probably would not have anywhere been close to.
You think even coming in new, where you're trying to show folks how transparent you are, you don't think even
I remember those first interviews with Laird.
I heard you discussing with Jeff, and I think for the most part you're right. I just wondered, you know how I'm always playing devil's advocate with your takes. I just wondered if in the initial, like your first coming in, and listen, a lot of what Ed, you could tell in that interview,
he wants
to be transparent or certainly come off that way and let you know that it's your program. And I'm here to work for you.
Yeah.
And so I just wondered in the immediate of that, if maybe Laird has to answer. But you're right.
Yeah.
You probably don't get it hit as straightforward as you did today with Ed.
It was a breath of fresh air.
So I would give you, I'm with you. He deserves credit for hitting it straight on.
For sure.
Everybody appreciated it.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. Big Dan's here. We're going to talk to him about what he's doing in the Memphis area, the initiatives that he's going to be a part of and get off the ground. Also, talk to him about the NFL, the rules last night. Lots to get to a Big Dan. We'll catch up with him on the other side. Jason and John, how do you turn to FM, ESPN?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more, Rex.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back, Jason and John, on Eternal FM, ESPN, and as promised, joined in studio by East High School Mustang, Tennessee Volunteer, Arizona Cardinal, Las Vegas Raider, soon to be Memphis Tiger. How about that? Dan Williams and Malcolm Rawls, and they're here today to talk about some very important stuff. Playbook for success. We'll get to that. First of all, man, what's up? Good to see you.
Man, thanks for having me, man. It's been a long time.
It has. I think the last time we had you in studio, you were out there with the Raiders.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
a lot has changed.
Time. Oh, yeah, a lot.
Did you send your paperwork in and retire officially?
Man, no. Nah, you don't have to send any paperwork in.
Okay. Just, NBA makes you do that.
Oh, well, that's cool.
I was just, okay, my bad.
Well, right? I'll say that, you know, they take care of their players a lot better, you know, in certain areas. So, not going to get into that.
Yeah. How long was the NFL career?
7 years.
7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that's a hell of a career. Memphis, a Memphis-born, Memphis-native, 7 years. And you made we looked your career earnings up before you got in here. You did pretty well. You did pretty well for yourself. And you're going to give some of that back to the community,
yes.
which is the awesome part of that. But 7 years in the NFL, like when you think back on it, what do you think about?
I mean, honestly, it's funny you ask me that because I'm kind of going through therapy right now for is just kind of, you know, I was playing football, man, since I was like 6 years old. You know, started out there with, you know, Whitehaven U Sports and, you know, just building up and, you know, finally, you know, be able to, you know, live that dream of all the hard work. But it's just like, you know, the politics part, you know, never understood that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's just like, you know, things I just kind of reflect on what, you know, I could have done better. You know, things I had control over.
Yeah.
You know, not, you know, kind of at some point, you know, when you get to the NFL, like, it's not like college or high school. Like, you know, it's kind of like a family feel. Like,
yep.
It's your place. But you got to really look at it as a business. And that's something that I'm, you know, coming to grips with. Because, like, dang, you know, it really was business. Not like, hey, I was at Tennessee. We were family. You know, we're all in this together. But it's like, man, the NFL is like, if a person wants something done a certain way, you have to do it that way, even though you are performing at a certain level, which I thought. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's just like, you know, I just put it back on myself. Like, hey, I could have been, you know, I could have did this much better.
Mm-hmm.
To where it's like, I'm not going to put the blame on anybody else. That's what my dad always taught me. And at the same time, it's like now, you know, it's telling me just be, you know, soaking and being in my feelings. You know, I'm out here trying to, you know, get back in community and share the knowledge that I've learned to the next generation. You know, right now I'm really helping my nephew. You know, they have a big game tonight versus Germantown. So,
okay,
sir. And him, we've been, he's still a Mustang, not the official one, but, you know, I support him. You know, I support him. But,
yes, sir.
But at the same time, just use my experiences, you know, to help, you know, the next, you know, group of kids coming up in the area. And also I'm trying to bring back as a lot of guys who I've been around, I came up with, is either they could just visit and try to, you know, spend some time with the kids because, you know, a lot of times the kids don't even know, like, Memphis has a lot of people who've been very successful
mm-hmm.
and have accomplished a lot of things, you know, especially in the sports world. But, you know, when they go to those different cities, they kind of go and stay. So it's just
right.
You know, can we find somewhere, you know, trying to find that spot to where we can kind of just at least get back and, you know, just let people know that, you know, we have a lot of people from the city that's accomplished a lot.
Yeah, and I think that's a perfect way to get into what you guys are doing. Playbook for Success. Is what you this? It's the shirts you guys are wearing. It's the initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it. What does Memphis need to know? And you too, Malcolm, if you want to jump in as well. What Playbook for Success is trying to do?
Well, I'll start first. I'm gonna let Malcolm go more in detail. But pretty much when I first brought it, I had to rename it. I started my foundation when I was with the Raiders, and that's when I won the nominee with the Walter Payton Man of the Year nomination with the Oakland Raiders at the time. But for a long time, Malcolm was working here with another foundation at the time. He was like, man, you're in Oakland. He was like, man, their demographic is very similar to Memphis. You should bring it back here. And then, you know, at the same time, I was playing, you know, just distracted, trying to, I mean, I just never really put too much thought into it.
You're trying to win a Super Bowl for the Raiders.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, yes.
It didn't work.
Yeah, we made the playoffs, though. We got close.
That is true.
Did everything damn, damn good
don't,
for you,
don't
John.
Don't remind me that we could have made it, maybe won a Super Bowl that year. Yeah. Damn it, Derek.
Didn't go down. So. But, you know, like, you know, but fast forward here, you know, after not playing for a while, my wife and I, we moved back, and then we settled down, and, you know, I was like, so beginning of last year around Christmas time, I told Malcolm, like, hey, man, I'm going to bring it down. I think the biggest thing was really, like, we was looking at, you know, everybody talking about literacy, you know, it's just and then Tennessee passed their test about, you know, third graders have to pass their test before they could go to, you know, the fourth grade.
Yeah.
And also, you know, my son, you know, he's turning two. He's eventually going to be, you know, in that group, you know, a few years from now. And it's just like, it's really, that would really caught my attention with the literacy part. And then also we have an after-school program where we're trying to, you know, just help kids. And
yeah.
It's just not doing homework or trying to, like, tutor them. It's also like, you know, just talk to us. You know, it's like the, you know, the health and wellness part. Like, let's talk what's going, you know, what's going on in your mind. Well, you know, tell me what you want to tell your parents. You know, so,
yeah.
You know, we kind of help you. You know, we don't want, you know, kids to have trapped thoughts. We want them to be able to express themselves and not, you know, like, not feel like they have to just hold it in. You know, let's come to a safe space. Let's talk. And because it's kind of like health and wellness, a little bit of mental, you know, mental health a little bit. Because I just think, you know, kids don't really, you know, sometimes, you know, I guess when I was younger, we kind of got to, you know, express ourselves, you know, a little bit more. But, you know, these kids are kind of shy a little bit more. And, you know, we're just trying to just get them out their box. And another program, I'm going to let Malcolm probably touch on that one. He'll talk more on that one. But it's just like kind of like a soft skills program that we offer where we help kids with resumes and kind of talk, you know, so they can be able to talk. We started, you know, as young as eighth grade because, you know, a lot of times, you know, with this workforce development thing, you know, 4 years, you know, a lot of those kids might be possibly be part, well, they will be part of the workforce.
Right.
And, you know, just but go back in more, we also got like the mentoring part with health and wellness part is just, you know, we kind of got like a little juvenile diversion program to where we kind of want to express the importance of education because I think if education is implemented on these kids earlier, they, you know, they could help us with those crime numbers here in Memphis because now, you know, when you're educated, you know what you want to do, you know, you help, you know, solidify a good foundation for everyone. I think, you know, they'll automatically just, you know, crime will decline because, you know, people are focused on what they want to do. You know, they're trying to achieve their dreams. And, you know, at the same time, you know, they're focused on themselves to get distracted from what they want to do. And we're just really trying to get a community to help, you know, kids have solid foundations.
Is that what you see, Malcolm, in terms of the need?
So, absolutely. We, you know, we're very proud Memphians. We're very proud Memphians in this crime narrative. We know that education and crime are deeply linked. Studies show that communities with better access to quality education, they experience lower crime rates.
Yep.
So what we do at the Playbook for Success, we address this by keeping young people engaged in activities through our after-school programs and our mentorship opportunities. We have programs to give students a safe space to learn, grow, and develop the skills they need to thrive. And we offer these alternatives to the streets, steering them away from negative influences and really helping them envision a better, brighter future. That's the future we want for the city of Memphis. Every day we show students that, you know, there are many options to a path of success. And, you know, at the Playbook for Success, we say success starts with the next play.
Yep.
So,
how can people help?
Man, I mean, they can help. They can, you know, they can definitely check out our website. Very easy is theplaybook.org. You know, they could give you more detail. They want to donate. As you say, those contracts, that's how we've been going so far.
That's right.
But, you know, hey,
you need some more contracts.
Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, this was a lot easier when I was playing, but, you know, now we on a set budget and, I mean, you have more kids and your wife, so it's just...
Well, that's your fault, man. I mean, you control that, brother.
Yeah. Hey, you know, it's life. But you know, we still have that mission to go out there and help. And so, you know, I mean, from you want to give a dollar to 50 cents, I mean, we'll take anything just to help.
Awesome.
Because we're trying to... Because we have a program, really. I skipped those. Well, our main program is called We have something called the River City Reading Rush. We, you know, we're trying to encourage kids to, you know, like the first 100 families. We have a platform where we can kids can record what books they read. They can also write summaries about the books they have. So it's more so like, I mean, back in the day we had AR, you know, self-paced reading.
Yep.
But it's not like that because, you know, you had to have a test. But here is like kids get to say what the book meant to them, how they interpret it in their words. And, you know, it's also, there's no right or wrong answer. It's more to where it's like, hey, well, I understand you. You understood it that way. Let's keep reading. You know, let's find me another book. And I feel like, you know, just kind of like, you know, because it's the playbook and, you know, we relate it to sports a lot.
Yeah.
It's the more, you know, the more reps you get, the better off they'll be.
Absolutely
right.
And
the thing about it is just keep them encouraged and just, you know, you just want them to, you know, just keep going. You know, even if they might be a little bit off with their, you know, interpretation. All right, cool. You know, let's add a little bit to it, and, you know, we're going to help you. So, well, I'm glad you picked up on this part. Let's keep on. Did you see this? You know, like, you know, little Johnny really did, you know, take the car. You know, he had a red car instead of a blue car or something like that. I mean, but it's just so many different things that we are just trying to just get across. So, but I just feel like, you know, as long as we're being very encouraging.
Yep.
Eventually the kids will be able to, like, they could earn badges on the platform, and then, you know, eventually, you know, win some prizes that we have. Kind of bringing back the, you know, read 10 books, you get a free pizza from a Pizza Hut or something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, something similar to that. But we have some prizes. We have a list. We're still getting together. We're also getting some list of books together for, you know, each grade that we're going to be helping. And but, you know, just excited, and I think this is going to be really good just for the city overall.
Yeah, one of the things that we actually have had this conversation on the show is we, you know, obviously because we talk about issues that are going on in Memphis, and we've had this discussion about education and how important that is to, you know, our issues, our problems, our, and you know, we can talk about poverty, but that's linked as well.
Right.
That education in Memphis is, and you know, it's probably not funded anywhere near enough to where it needs to be, and that's where it starts. And I think that's why what you guys are doing is a great thing, because I don't think education and the importance is hit home hard enough sometimes. Yeah. Like it's that's really almost the foundation of everything.
I know, it definitely is. You know, I mean, for me myself, you know, playing 7 years, you know, I graduated from University of Tennessee, undergrad, and now I'm pursuing my master's. So,
where are you pursuing that master's at?
I'm at the University of Memphis.
Hey,
we're gonna let a ball in, I guess.
Hey, man.
Now, that's good stuff right there. Yeah. We're going to get you a 901 cup. We'll send you out here with some good stuff.
Hey, man, it's cool, man. It's cool, man. You know, Memphis has always been home. I mean, my dad, hey, he graduated from University of Memphis.
Yep.
My sister. Both of my sisters graduated from University of Memphis. So I have no problems versus, you know, with the University of Memphis, man. It's a great university. I mean, you know, just, you know, from being here, I mean, the Fogelman College, you know, has been good for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited, you know, for my next step once I graduate. It's really been, man, very humbling. You know, I'm 37 years old, and most of the classmates in there, they about like 23, 24.
The kids.
Yeah. So I'm like.
And you grown man in there. Like, well, retired grown man.
Well, actually.
Hey, man, you retired, bro.
No, I'm serious. No, like, I'm curious about this.
Yeah. Actually, my I have a class now I take on Wednesday nights. There's actually two other guys in there. One's 36, one is 36. Both of them 36, and they have kids too. But they're, you know, they're just trying to move up in their company, and, you know, the company's paying for it. Yeah. I'm like, all right, you know, y'all, you guys make me feel better. So so it was cool. But, I mean, all other classes, I have to have somebody help me, you know, like, man, how log into this? Like, why we got everything online? Can I come on? You got to take your test online. Then you got to, you know, get a proctor. Like, what's a proctor? Like, oh, no, they got to make sure you get watched while you take your test. I'm like, dude, can I just take it in front of you? Like, I'm like, man, let me do a fast.
And they may be 36, but to be clear, you're the only one with a pension. So, you know, you still 101 in that class, brother.
1,000%. Do you find, and you both, but this is for both of you guys, when you, and you talked about, I mean, you've been playing football for so long, it almost becomes, in some ways, the definition of you. I'm a football player, and making it to the league and those kinds of things. Whether it's with yourself, and you talked about you too, Malcolm, when you're making the transition out of that, and you realize that, you know, my purpose It's a lot greater than just football, this purpose that I've got on this earth. And maybe y'all are, you two guys, I've known y'all since East. Y'all had that understanding already. Right. But I'm just curious, how often do you find former pros or guys that are struggling with sort of finding what that purpose is for them, like you two gentlemen have clearly found?
Well, I'll first say, like, it's very hard.
It's like a transition back into the way I'm hearing it from you.
Because I know it is. I mean, you go from, you know, when you catch flights, you go around, it's like you just go to the hangar, and then you have your own private, screening, and then you go on the plane. And then
you're VIP for
like for a long time. I mean, because, you know, me and Calais always joke about this. I was like, bro, you've been playing longer than me, so I know it's going to hit you harder than me. And I mean, you know, you got some of these guys, you know, they make a lot of money. But then it's like, you know, they go to the doctor, and then now you're waiting at the doctor. This dude's not paid by the team. You know, he has his patients. Like, you got to be there at 10:30, and you're going
to – And you're going to wait just like everybody else.
Yeah, you won't get seen to about, you know, 11:30, 11:45 like most doctors. But it's not like really like, you know, I think the biggest part is like, you know, I mean, I'll just say for me, you know, it's just – was really like, you know, especially that summertime. Like, you know, you're getting ready for camp, you know, just drilling. Like, hey, you got to, you know, got to focus in, like, this time.
That's been coming. Your life. Yeah.
But then now with the season out here, and then you got a wife, you got a crying baby. It's like, oh, hey, baby, you know, I'm home. I mean, it's just more so it's like you miss the locker room. You know, I'm trying to feed my wife. Like, she a 300-pound D-lineman. Like, hey, baby, we're going to get these wings. We're going to get some calamari. And we're going to get some spinach dip. She like, I just want spinach dip. Like, oh, yeah, you're right. We're going to just do one spinach dip.
And that's the game plan now.
Yeah.
What we eating.
Yeah. What's easier, the kids or training camp?
Man, be honest, man. Man, with my son at home right now, it feel like training camp.
Hey, for real.
You can come tackle me. Hey, but I'm loving it because I see that quick first step already.
Okay.
You know, yeah, my boy saw his first dog and he had to get going. He said, "Daddy, dog." And next thing I know, he was out the room. So, but other than that, man, it's just, you know. But then it's also like what happens in the locker room when you talk. Is like, you know, you could probably be more like straightforward and sometimes brutally honest, you know, like when somebody's not getting the job. And I think what it is sometimes, even when guys leave the NFL, you go to a regular job and you're like, hey, bro, like, you need slack. Like, oh, he's, you know, being mean to me. He's being, you know, he discriminated against me or something like that. But it's like, you know, you know, we're used to being, you know, everybody's kind of used to talking the same language.
Yes.
But then when we look at it, you kind of go, and I'm not going to say the regular world, but like, you know, the non-NFL world.
Civilian life.
Civilian, yeah, like, yeah. Really, pretty much.
For real.
And, you know, you speak their locker room language, but their locker room language doesn't, you know, correlate.
They don't speak it.
Yeah, at all. At all.
And it's we like, don't speak it.
Yeah, like, you know, get off your ass and get to work, you know, because I've had teammates who say that, and then, you know, they got HR coming, you know, talking to them
exactly.
The next day.
I be saying that to Jason all the time, bro. Like, get your ass up and work, bro. Come on.
You know, and I think there's a reason why a lot of guys who, you know, try to still stick around football, you know, they won't get in coaching.
Yep.
They want to do something around it because, you know, these young guys kind of understand. And also, you know, the young guys want to be where you have been.
Right.
So – it's like, and then, too, it's like, you know, a lot of times, you know, let's say, you know, not saying Larry going through anything, but like Larry Fitzgerald, you know, like he played, 18 years, mm-hmm.
Yes.
And he's going to probably be the closest man to ever touch Jerry Rice. And the thing is, you know, he just kind of went out. He didn't have a big, oh, I'm leaving. No.
Right.
You know, he's just like, hey, you know, now you see him on ESPN.
Yep.
He's doing it. You know, I talk to him from time to time. You know, we check on each other. And the thing about it is like, you know, I mean – you know, it's just like, you know, he's transitioned well, but there's other players who, you know, still need those, mm-hmm. you know, those cheers and, hey, man, I remember when you did this. Like, that's what they were feeding off of. And it's really like, you know, the support system. I mean, NFL is getting better, like, with the mental health thing, you know, the insurance. I do think they should, you know, extend that a little bit longer. They could take care of it a little bit longer. But other than that, you know, they are making more resources to where guys can, you know, talk to someone.
Is the mental health stuff just based on how long you've been in the league? You mentioned you wished it could go on.
I don't, because the one
thing. How the way it's structured, is it?
It's on the mental health stuff. Like,
yeah. Wish there could be a little bit more or they could do it longer for you.
Well, the longer they could do is like the, I'm talking about the health. Like,
I got you that. Know, okay, the health benefit.
Yeah, the health benefit. That's what I'm talking about. But they have made the mental health part more.
That's extended.
That's extended. Yeah, that's like forever. Gotcha. So you can talk to someone.
Well, let's work on the health benefits too.
That'd be great. But then I also will say this. It's like the one thing I would say back to our foundation with the mental health part is like, you know, what you're talking about the, like the NFL, I do think guys experience that at an early age too. I just don't think it's the NFL. You know, one thing is I never understood, like, you know, Coach Randall told us when I was East, he was the head coach at the time, you know, we was about to head to the playoffs, and he was like, man, this is possibly the last game for a lot of you guys. And, you know, we make fun of the all-star high school player and everything. But at the same time, you know, high school ball is like the peak, the pinnacle for a lot of guys. And, you know, a lot of them were good. You know, now they might have to run the fastest 40 time or whatever. But it's like, I think, you know, at that age, they experience some type of, you know, I guess, you know, when that season's over, and because me and Malcolm were trying to find a way to, you know, get the data point or where it correlates to, you know, maybe even crying sometimes, because it's like, you know, they had their family, they had their brotherhood that they're now part of because now they graduated.
Right.
And they're good friends, you know, or I don't want to say good friends, but they're, I guess the crowd that they're hanging with at the time, you know, some have went on to college, even though they're not in
there.
And, you know, if you get left out, you know, it's like, oh, what about me? You know, I want to, you know, experience that, you know, and they're definitely offering, you know, mental health services, you know, at the high school level a lot. So, I mean, they're getting better now. But it's just like, you know, you kind of feel left out because it's like, you know, for 4 years, you know, I made this brotherhood and, you know, these guys were good enough to go here. You know, these guys were smart enough to get in college or these guys had a plan. If I don't have one, just stuck. You know, I got to find some, you know, a way to make it. So, you know, that's what we kind of focus on. And, you know, and then it goes to college. Because, of course, college, you know, some guys get D1 scholarships. But then it's like, man, we're just portal now. They say a lot of kids are left in the portal once they try to transfer. And then, you know, the one thing I will say, me and Eric Berry, we talked about the NIL. And we kind of joke about it. So we was like, we're both happy that the NIL wasn't around. Like, we would have loved the money, don't get us wrong. But it's like, just think about it. Like, you know, I'm 18-year-old, you about to give me $2 million. And then my mama been making $60,000 a year down there. And, you know, one thing, you know, my dad always tell me, all right, son, this is my house. As long as you're in my house, it's under my rules.
That's right.
But then I turn 18, it's about giving me $1 million. Then my dad, like, you can't afford a box of grits. And then, you know, he pitched off that one time. You go to Costco, and then you make him this whole crate of grits, drop it off this address right now. It's like, there you go, Dad. I can afford grits now. And then the way my dad probably reacted to that, like, you just being a, you know, butthole, I'll say, it's just like, I'm just like, because, you know, that's the type of thing we kind of think about it, but it's kind of like, you know, some of these kids are very, because, I mean, I met guys from different NIL groups from different teams, and they was like, it's just, you know, I really hope this kid is good. Because with the NIL, it's also their pressure. Like, right. You got to perform.
No doubt.
And that's
a contract.
And I think a lot of guys are not understanding that. It's like, you know, and that's what we are kind of want to, that's also I want to do too, is like bring guys who've been in this situation.
Yeah.
And some of the guys who are going to the NIL now, because, you know, because I think it was the UTEP coach was on there. He was getting, I think he did an interview, and the guy was like, man, I want to transfer. You know, I'm not really playing, but I'm getting like $6,000-$7,000 a month. He's like, well, come and show me what you can do. Then we'll probably talk about it. Like, you know, those type of schools can't afford to just throw you, you know, $8,000 a month without making sure that you can pan out.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, this is more so this part of what we're trying to do is get that message out. And but then as a player, that's what keeps me not being in that dark spot to where I can try to share the knowledge that I've gained
awesome.
And give back. So that's the biggest thing for me.
Again, the website you want to get involved, theplaybook.org, a great thing in the city of Memphis and a great foundation that is trying to improve our city, you know. So mm-hmm. Certainly a worthy cause. Dan Williams, Malcolm Rawls, appreciate you guys coming in.
All right.
Coach Monger said to say what's up to y'all, too. He's in Colorado now. Y'all remember Coach Monger?
Yeah.
He's been listening to you guys, reminiscing on old days. Wanted to send a shout-out to you guys as well.
Absolutely.
I'm with John, man. Congratulate. Thank y'all
for
what you're doing.
Frankly. Yes, sir. More people need to know about it. Happy to play a small part. So, good stuff. We'll be back. Jason and John, on China FM, ESPN.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.